Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We back live once again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. The last 30 minutes, we had a little technical difficulties, but it's all good. It's all love. But we back now, and with the music industry discussion with Madman UNG Records and my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's calling number 347-633-9265 for everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And we'd like to thank everybody out there for supporting us and keep on supporting. Much love to everybody. And, you know, it's too many people to name. We do it every show. It's all good. And it's all love. And everybody out there, please come out to Sacramento because we got February 8th. We got the Northern California West Coast Hip Hop Awards audition, you know, for the first time being held here in Sacramento. Everybody contact Octavius Miller at yahoo.com or hit up the numbers that's on the flyers, you know, and the flyers on Facebook right now and other websites. So please, if you want to get down, we're picking the top three people to represent your city, and that's who's going to be able to hit up, you know, get to perform at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, my bad. But for right now, it's all good. It's all love. We're going to keep it rolling, and we're going to get into some badass what I'm spilling right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station.
It's like I knock my drink over cause what I'm spilling them, baby, and I keep killing them cause I ain't really telling them. I'll probably die in the millions or the billions or the trillions or maybe even zillions. It's like I knock my drink over cause what I'm spilling them, baby, and I keep killing them cause I ain't really telling them. I'll probably die in the millions or the billions or the trillions or maybe even zillions.
My niggas ball out, we all out. We thuggin' with our calls out. We thuggin' through the stalls out. The homies by the balls out. Yeah, baby, check the kicks, they new. Yo, check the whips, they new. I love the chicks that smooth. I love the stick and move. I love the getting to anything with chips and food. That's why I pivot and move around you different dudes. I got mysterious clues about you hater ass crews. Really trying to see the low lights lose. My niggas get though, you ain't never seen a stack this high. Unless I seen the movie Glow before they crack the guy. I get dirty, fool. I got a key to grow every day. So that means I gotta get mojo every day. It gets risky, yeah, but I love the danger. I guess cause I grew up around pimps, drugs, and gangsters. And ran around with niggas who pop slugs that pranks us. And hit you in the bottle in the head when they gank your life.
It's like I knock my kick over cause what I'm feeling them, baby. And I keep feeling them cause I ain't really feeling them. I'll probably die in the millions or the billions. Or the trillions or maybe even zillions. I knock my drink over cause what I'm spilling them, baby. And I keep killing them cause I ain't really killing them. I'll probably die in the millions or the billions or the trillions or maybe even zillions.
You know how I be all high in the club. Chris, Snoop, Young, Bad, and the homie G'd up. Falling trees up, rolling bees up. Homie, we up. Chicks that dimes keep blowing me, what? Drinking more palm and cup. Back door strolling, we what? Pretty chicks just keep holding me up. Haters scheming me up and down. Jay's team just keep filling them up with rounds. Hope you're feeling me now. If not, you be feeling me soon. Johnny Chronic and badass motherfuckers, stay tuned. Came from nothing, always remain the truth. No matter how many SUVs, homes, and coupes. On the road, out of town, or in the vocal booth. Hope you dudes is prepared for the worst. I just keep getting more cheddar for preparing the verse. Drive my clans reverse. High spitting motherfucker, unrehearsed, y'all.
It's like I knock my drink over, cause what I'm spilling them, baby. And I keep killing them, cause I ain't really feeling them. I'll probably die in the millions or the billions. Or the trillions, or maybe even zillions. It's like I knock my drink over, cause what I'm spilling them, baby. And I keep killing them, cause I ain't really feeling them. I'll probably die in the millions or the billions. Or the trillions, or maybe even zillions. This is my life and I love it, that's why I'm doing it. These haters, they don't like us, despite us, they wanna ruin us. But never will they succeed with missions, they plot against us. Cause we are just the realest, we here till the day they kill us. We making moves for major and never slow up for anyone. Maybe we're the greatest, the future if there is really one. Money's not the issue, but always you keep it with you. And heat and some down ass niggas to come and get you this. World don't love you, so trust me, you take it cautiously.
I'm from my hero from across the street. All I'm trying to do is get mine and keep you off of me. You're blind, if it's right in your eyes, you're not gonna see. This is my life and I love it, that's why I'm doing it. These haters, they attempt to destroy us but never ruin us. And never will they just see what missions they try to get to. Cause we gon' always kill them because of the game we're spilling. So get up! And I got my drink over cause what I'm spilling them, baby. And I keep killing them cause I ain't really killing them. I'm probably buying them billions of rebellion. I'm right here, you know, maybe even billions. And I got my drink over cause what I'm spilling them, baby. And I keep killing them cause I ain't really killing them.
Number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Badass with What I'm Spilling. And it's all good and it's all love. And we live with Madman UNG Records live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
What up, this your boy Madman. What up, Put 'Em On Blast? What up, Crazy Mo?
What's good? It's all love. Last 30 minutes, you know, I told everybody, you know, we had a little technical difficulties, you know, with the computer system. I don't know what was going on, but it's all good. But we back live right now, you know, and we in effect. And it's all about the music industry discussion 13. You know, we've been here, you know, doing it for a while. You know, you came up with the topics. We discussed it, and we've been running with it ever since, every Thursday. So we're just trying to get everybody to support the music industry discussion, you know, live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio every Thursday at 9 o'clock with special guest Madman UNG Records, and it's for everybody to get knowledge and soak up game on the music industry, the insides and outs. And on tonight's show, you know, we're going to have a little discussion on your favorite artists and their record sales. Since we're talking about that, man, what is your take on your favorite artists and their record sales, about them soaring? Do you think they're soaring or getting better over time?
Dude, that's pretty deep right there. You said you used the word favorite artist. You're talking like indie artists versus the top seven artists, right?
Yes.
Man, that's kind of deep right there, you know what I'm saying? It's so many artists out right now, you know what I mean? You know, it makes you wonder who really bossing and who really not bossing. Yeah, when it comes down to this game right now, the way they switched it up and things like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you can go to a record store and cop a good album. Now you can't even really find a record store, you know what I'm saying? Then you can go to the radio station and make you a bomb cassette tape, record all the latest hits from 100 different artists. But now if you go to the radio station, it's so commercial, you only hear, you know what I'm saying, 10 top artists, 3 minutes for a song, but you can't even make a mixtape no more because they're playing the same and same and same song over and over and over and over. And the top artists that's helping them, you know what I'm saying, just sell. And then the underground indie artists really not getting in, you know. You know, we got some big artists out there that's like a Nas. Nas is a big name, but he ain't getting radio play and video and a lot of sales as strong as the Drakes and the Nicki Minaj's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and why do you think that is, as an artist, as Nas being out for so many years that we all know of, compared to the new artists like Drake and Nicki Minaj? And then why do you think that is, that an artist like Nas cannot get back in the play no more? Why he can't get back in the position on the charts where we all could be talking about him and see him all the time, where the average eye can always see him.
Right. They're trying to make it seem like the older you are, you out of the game, you ain't tight no more. it's all about the new swag, the skinny jeans and all the popping bottles and the rolling drop top. We did that back in the day. We just did it with a different way of doing it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Ron Isley, man, he's stupid tight. Just because he's in his 60s or 70s, don't mean that he ain't making no songs, no tighter than Trey songs. His songs is deeper, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they want to play these youngsters. It's supposed to be universal and play everybody. Don't discriminate on nobody, you know, play everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's crazy, too, you know, because you know what I'm talking about, these DJs and things, they're not playing what we want to hear. They're playing what they want to hear and what they're getting paid to play. See what I'm saying? The people that's coming through, sliding them a little bit of money on the slide, hey, man, throw this in rotation, let's play this, you know, and then their favorite artists, like out here per se, where I'm at, you know, our DJs here in the Capitol, you know, they play all, you know, Drake and all them, and besides of them, they play all Bay Area music. Now, they didn't slow down on that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're our local radio station, and they don't even play our local music whatsoever. We have to pay them $2,500 just to get airplay. And that's only a couple of spins, and they don't even tell you when it's going to get played. You might be asleep when they play it. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
They ain't gonna let you know unless you up with the, you know, with the cuckoos and things, and you happen to be partying and hear it. You know, otherwise not. You know, but that's the whole thing about the Capitol. You know, the DJs, there's no support with them, and then they wonder why, you know, people don't listen to them and why their ratings is dropping, just like artists. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Nas ratings dropped due to the fact the industry changed on him. He wasn't, in my opinion, he wasn't ready and prepared for that change. He was still on that Nas, East Coast, New York, you know, his path that he was going on, that's what he was stuck on. So when the industry changed and went hyphy and started changing to skinny boys and started doing all these little do the Dougie and all these things, see what I'm saying? He wasn't prepared for that. He wasn't ready for it. So since he wasn't ready for it, it made him fall off. And when he tried to come back, it never worked because he can't keep up with what's out there because it's too far out there already. So I'm saying these youngsters are too far out there with the new industry. So I'm saying that's why we got the new West Coast, just like they probably got the new East Coast, the new Dirty South, the new Midwest. So I'm saying because the youngsters is changing it, making it like that. They stripping the path that the OGs paved for them and making it their way and making it like they came in the game on their own and nobody, you know, did anything for them to even come in the industry, you know, and that kind of makes sales harder too for mainstream artists and underground artists also. But right now, I'm going to see who's on the line and see who's going on. Say what's good to put them on Blast Radio, caller. Hello?
There you go. Put them on blast. Somebody say what's up.
What's up?
Hello. What's up with a caller? Who's calling? Hello? She just said something.
Oh, well.
All right. Yeah, but anyways, like I was saying, she don't have to be scared. You know, it's all good. It's all love. You know, we got love and support for everybody. Put them on Blast Radio, Raw Dog Music. We support everybody. But that's what we was talking about. You know, but that's just my my take on, you know, Nas and him and his path, you know, and why he's not back in the position he was in, just like DMX. Same thing, but the media ate up DMX. See what I'm saying? And as far as West Coast, you know, I don't know. I just think we all just need to sit down at the table and just come up with a real good master plan so we can get on the charts. See what I'm saying? And I'm speaking on underground artists. Underground artists got to try extra harder to prove to the mainstream that they're, capable or whatever of even being on the charts, on the hip-hop charts.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And I don't understand why underground has to prove they sell so hard just because you're not signed to a mainstream label like Universal, Def Jam, you know, Interscope, and, you know, all these Columbia, all these different labels. Why, you know, I don't understand why they make it. I don't know.
Let's throw five underground hot names out there that's getting played but not getting paid. Not say getting paid, but they ain't really selling. You know, we're hearing them on the radio.
That's not really selling, and you hear them on the radio?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You got E-40. You had Mr. Fab, but, you know, they kind of died him off. You had the Bay Area rappers just mouthing in. You had, you know, they normally play Snoop a lot, but now I found out they don't even play Snoop really, you know. Who else they got? You know, I mean, Ice Cube they used to play. Now they don't even play him no more. They don't play Mac 10, none of them. Only person, matter of fact, they don't even play nobody from the West that's underground, as far as I know, on the radio. They don't even talk about them. You know, only how you really hear about them is if you were in the street, at a club, or on the internet somewhere. Then you're going to hear about, you know, the underground, your favorite underground artists, you know, like you're talking about, because they got you blinded by all the mainstream artists, you know, that we don't like. And they know we don't like these artists that they're playing on the radio, but that's why they're playing it, to piss us off as fans, and force us to like what they plan, but all that's doing is drawing us to other things because they feel like what they're playing on the radio is hip-hop. But that's not
right.
If they call that what they play on the radio hip-hop, I don't know. See what I'm saying? I'm not taking hip-hop away from anybody. East Coast got hip-hop. West Coast got hip-hop. So I'm saying West Coast has its own type of hip-hop. See what I'm saying? We got gangster hip-hop, street hip-hop, real-life hip-hop, wisdom hip-hop. See what I'm saying? Struggle hip-hop, gangsta hip-hop. See what I'm saying? We got all these different things on the West Coast.
Storytelling.
Yeah, the East Coast. All right.
I got one for you.
All right.
With that being said, you're talking about the top artists, right? All right. Like, you know, Tupac, he was a top artist, but he was still underground, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we got, like, Lil Wayne, Kendrick Lamar, Wiz Khalifa, The Game. They mainstream, but out of them artists I named, are anybody going to ever sell like Pac? You know, Pac sold 10 million out the gate.
Not out of the people you just named.
Are we ever going to have anybody else? Is there going to be any other artists in the game coming out now selling 5 to 10 million anymore?
Yes, they will be. You know what I'm saying? This is a whole new year, see, and you got to have faith, Steve. You got to have faith in that, too, though. So I'm saying we understand West Coast ain't been having too many artists just out the gate first week, 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, 5 million like Pac and them was back in the day. See what I'm saying? That's because they're trying to silence the West Coast. They're trying to put a muzzle on the West Coast, and that's what we're trying to take off. We're taking the muzzle off so that way we can sit here and show how loud our bark really is. So that way the world can hear us. They can hear us from here all the way around the world, and we can let them know the West Coast is back, and we got artists that have the talent and the ability to sell 5 million or more out the gate. They just got to give us a chance to establish ourselves the right way and sit back and come up off their high horses and give us a chance and open their ears and listen to us. And once they listen to us, then they'll realize all the rap that's coming out of the West Coast, that's who I'm speaking on, the West Coast, see what I'm saying? Once they realize the music that's coming out of here is all not gangster rap. See what I'm saying? It's all not about gangbanging, red and blue rags. It's not all about that. See what I'm saying? We have mainstream artists that are underground right now out the West. See what I'm saying? When you see their music videos on YouTube, you'd be like, oh, is that a mainstream artist? Where he come from? He a new artist? Because of the way the music is, the way they coordinated, the whole nine is just like if they were signed to a major label. But see, like I said, the COs and all them, they got to open their ears. They got to open their ears and give us a chance. And that's why I said the muzzle, this year, 2013 and so forth, the muzzle's coming off. And West Coast is going to show how loud they bark is. But right now, I want to see who's barking on the line right now, man. Say what's good to put him on Blast Radio.
All right, it's J-Mo the Great, UNG Records, man, represent, man, for this West Coast, man. That's all.
That's what's up. What
up, J-Mo? That's been a long time, crazy, man, but I'm back, man. I'm at you. I'm up and at you, man. It's a new year, 2013, man. I had to get back on, put him on Blast, my man.
That's what's up, man. Happy New Year to you and your family. Lots of blessings your way. It's all love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Crazy Mo, Bledino, Miss Kimmy Simone, my co-host. That you always got love. You're always welcome anytime to Put 'Em On Blast Radio, just like Madman, UNG Records, Miss Very Sexy Lady, y'all's whole squad. You know, all y'all's always welcome. And right now, just hold on the line. I want to see else who's barking. Hello,
no.
Say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Why y'all keep doing it? I just want to listen.
Hello, who's this caller?
Ah, this is Aisha. And I was just trying to listen. Somebody, J-Mo the Great, told me to call in, and I'm just trying to listen, but
it's all good. You're being put on blast right now since you're on the live
I see.
It's my first
time.
We can talk Kansas. God and rep there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all good. Yeah. We're going to let you listen, man. You know, we ain't going to put
you on the blast. Yeah, let me listen. Throw me out there like that. Oh, my goodness.
What'd you say?
I said y'all just threw me out there like that. I just want to listen, though.
Oh, no, it's all good. We're going to let you listen.
We got some
blessings. That's right. We thank you for calling in to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. What's going on, man, and everybody on the line? Yeah, but right now, we talking about underground artists and, you know, mainstream for anybody who's just tuning in. We talking about the, you know, artists, you know, what's the best way to say it, man? My words ain't right now.
Basically, we jumping on the underground artists versus the top-selling artists. This is for my people out in Kansas that's tuning in. Y'all want to listen in. We're going to talk about the Midwest industry. People that's in the Midwest / Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, they're having a hard time coming up in the game. They basically got to move out of the state. They got to move out of the state to move to Cali or New York or Atlanta or somewhere like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so we got to all come together.
Like one of their artists is Cuckoo Cow.
Cuckoo Cow?
Cuckoo Cow out of the Midwest.
Yeah, Cuckoo Cow out of Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
I love Cuckoo Cow. See what I'm saying? He was out here in the West. He was out here messing with the West Coast cats. He was on top before, you know, because he was always making music. You know, everybody knew about Cuckoo Cow. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, in my project, right?
Yeah, exactly. He should be out here right now doing some music, you know, really putting it down. But people like Cuckoo Cow in the Midwest, see what I'm saying? They get left out too.
Tech Nine,
you know, we got a lot of Tech Nine, Strange Music, shout out to them, everybody over there on Strange Music, J-Rock, you know, all y'all, Chris, Brother Lynch, all y'all, you know, Lynn Lim, all y'all, you know, much love to everybody, you know, all them cats, you know what I'm saying, like Fat Tone, before he got killed, Fat Tone was raw than a mug to me, I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Fat Tone was tight, he was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know about what he do in the streets and carrying on, but as far as his music, you know what I'm saying, it was tight to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, so people can be mad at me. Oh, he like that cat out there, man. You know, all this man. Oh, yeah. Well, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with the music. You know what I'm saying? I can't get mad at somebody else's beef that has nothing to do with me at all.
That's right.
I'm just enjoying the music, and I'm inspired by his lyrics and the way he is. He was real with it. He was raw with it. See what I'm saying?
I brought it up. The Midwest got a bunch of people who sold. You got Twista, Nelly, R. Kelly.
Twista.
You know, Nelly sold $9 million on Country Grammar. People out here in the Midwest going ham.
But see, on Country Grammar, I thought it was, what was it, off the single Country Grammar, off when he first came out, what was it, 4 point something million? It was like this real fast, and then it made more. That's what made him rich.
Yeah.
That's what made him blow up. You know, one song, and that's what we be trying to tell people, one good song could really make you just hit, be on top, really be on top, you know, just really sell out. It's just all in your deliverance. It's all in your deliverance and how you present yourself to the world. You know what I'm saying? If you present yourself,
I heard you guys was talking about, you know, underground artists work versus mainstream artists. You know, what's that guy, the guy from Miami, what's the name of?
Trick Daddy?
Nah, the guy, the big guy. What's his name?
Rick Ross.
No, I heard you was a wild one. That's a little song. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Nah. I don't really listen to Rick Ross all like that.
Oh, okay. But it ain't Rick Ross, though. It's the other cat. The other cat, he kind of solo. He kind of hang with himself. What's his name?
Any
song, what he look like?
The buff dude, I heard you was a wild one.
He's talking about Flo Rida.
Yeah, he sold 36 million
copies. Flo Rida.
Yeah, he sold 36 million copies in this single.
He's a pop artist. He's a hip hop artist. He's a hip hop artist.
But since you brought that up, he number 10 on the Billboard charts right now. He one of those artists that we're talking about right now. This cat is so mad, but the streets never heard his music. Then you got cats that getting their music. All right, look, this is what I learned about the rap game right about now. In the South, they fool you, and they make you think that all these brothers from the South, music is the F, it's the bomb. They play on the radio every 5 seconds. When you go to the charts, they ain't on there and they ain't selling. But you, the Eminem done sold 5 million records, and you ain't never heard a song of Eminem on the street, period. So, you know what I'm saying, the game didn't change. It's jumping around real strange right now. You don't know who's selling and who's not. You got to actually go to that chart to go see it. You know what I'm saying?
So right now we gave the world an answer. Hip-hop is, the pop is, they trying to steal us and make us all pop artists. I heard a guy on the internet say something about, he said, I want to go pop. Back in the day, they called that selling out. He said he wanted to go pop right now. You know what I mean? I'm not trying. I'm a street dude. I'm not for the go pop. I'm going to stay street. You know, because that's what
it is. You know, you're supposed to be who you are.
Right.
Be who you are. Don't come in the industry trying to be somebody else, because people are not going to accept you trying to be somebody else. So I'm saying that's why we tell people, everybody don't want another Snoop, another Dr. Dre, another Eminem, another 50, and so on and so forth. You know, is that enough? I'm a Biggie guy. Biggie's tall guy. Then who popped up? Who popped up after Biggie died?
Right.
As far as what, gangster rap or what?
No, as far as music, who took over Biggie's spot in this industry? When Biggie died, who took over?
Jay-Z.
If you from the West Coast,
New York, let's say Jay-Z.
No, from the West Coast.
Gorilla Black. They were trying to market him like that. They were trying to market him that way.
But he couldn't fit the field though.
He a good rapper. I like what he do. But he I don't think he could fit the bill. He should have just been Gorilla Black. I think he lost when they tried to market him like he was Biggie. You know what I mean? You know, the world looking for original things. You know what I mean? We want original music on wax. You know, everybody doing mixtapes, nothing original now. I ain't knocking mixtapes, but where's the original? Hip-hop started original music. We was mixing and scratching and mixing the old school music and making our own songs out of it. To stop gang banging, actually. You know that? Instead of fighting people, breakdancing and rapped against each other. It was really to prevent gang violence. That's how it was started. A lot of people don't know the rules. And then they tried to knock all the gangs out, but hip-hop was to prevent it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why I like the West Coast Pop Lockers. So I'm saying the West Coast Pop Lockers, they be out there pop locking. So I'm saying them type cats right there, they go to the club and start breakdancing and start pop locking.
That's
what I'm saying. We need to do some more stuff like that. Have some fun. See, that's what we need to do on the West Coast. Have a whole West Coast pop locking thing. You know, one day out the year, the whole entire West Coast go out and about and just put it on the news, the media blow it up, and everybody just pop lock until the whole United States do it. And then everybody around the world, like they did the Michael Jackson Thriller dance, but have everybody out there pop locking and carrying on. And just have some fun, you know, it'll make people stop fighting and carrying on, you know. We need to help the West. It's a new West Coast. They need to treat it like a new West Coast.
I think it's so real, West Coast. It's so real. Like I've been on the East and the West. I was raised in the West. A lot of stuff that I see on the East Coast is like they copycat a lot of stuff off the West. They swag. They look. They wear they blue and they red rag. We went in Dickies. We don't hardly wear that on the West Coast no more. They doing that now. This is
yeah,
30 years later. Dude told me he was from some set in New York. I'm like, wow. I came here 10 years ago. Y'all wasn't even thinking about gangbang. So they taking it as it's like it's in style and using it in the hip-hop culture. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That's not hip-hop. You know, gangbanging wasn't nothing to do with hip-hop. Hip-hop was invented to like, you know, to get rid of it, like to stop us from fighting, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what people don't understand.
Right, they taking it and making it like it's in style, and the little kid that's 16 years old, he don't know, but if he come out to the West, he going to see something different. He going to see the mom come out that he never saw. So I think that's what I call fake gangster rap. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like studio lives in the streets. How you going to take the streets? And like you ain't never shot nobody, you only shot in the booth. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Studio rappers.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot of people, you know, I've been seeing it happen. You know, they go to the West and they think it's all good. Some dude in New York was talking about, I read Monster Cody's book. Well, I know Monster Cody. I met him. Shook his hand. He's from the same stomping ground in that area of South Central. So I'm looking like, you read a book and that's why you from, you know what I mean? And Lil Wayne, and you from somewhere because Lil Wayne is. I'm like, wow,
that's
not me.
Yeah,
that's
just like those young, that's just like everybody, not even youngsters, that's everybody, even the adults who sit up, who's new booties, who come in and watch Colors, they watch Menace to Society, they watch, you know, certain movies, certain hood movies, not Dead Presidents, but Belly, different type things, and they go out and re-mock these movies, like, that's them, even white boys. They do the same thing, white boys in the suburbs. They sit up and watch black movies behind their parents' back, and then the parents wonder why they're coming in dressed like Tupac and a slash gangbanger slash, you know, good kid slash hater boy. See what I'm saying? They don't understand.
Right. You know.
They don't understand. They live in other people's lifestyles.
You being from SAC and me growing up in L.A., you know, we really didn't want that lifestyle. We did it because we had to. They doing it.
Yeah, it's there. We want a good life, but you can't help it because the things that's around you, your environment, even if you try to do good, there's people there that make you, not even make you, it's like the peer pressure kind of makes you get involved into their atmosphere, into their world. You know what I'm saying? Because if you try to be in your own world, here come them trying to go against you, so it's like almost like either you're going to join them or go against them, but for right now, since you're young, you're just going to hang with them because you went to school with them, you're cool, and y'all kind of damn near on the same level, so, you know, you don't really want no issues because y'all, you know, you ain't no punk or nothing, and you letting them know and everybody know you ain't no punk, so don't nobody mess with you, but you just hanging out with them because it's just something to do at the time, but as you grow older, you started realizing, man, I really don't want to be around these people. Why am I around them? Why was I around them so long for this long? See what I'm saying? They've been wasting my life. You know,
so that's
like, I want to do something. I want to make money. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have a family and do good things instead of be known as doing bad things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
Because you do something bad don't mean I got to do something bad. Just because you live in the ghetto don't mean I got to have the ghetto in me. See what I'm saying? We all from the same place. See what I'm saying?
That's
but
right.
Just because you're from the ghetto don't mean you got to act ghetto all the time. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. There's a time and place for that. See what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you're dealing with the public, see what I'm saying? Even me, when you're dealing with the public, you have to know when to present yourself in a respectable manner like a real adult. know what I'm saying?
Right.
It depends, you know, like that's why I said, it's you only have, it's the first impression. So when you meet somebody, if you want them to feel like you a rapper, you got to come like you a rapper. Don't come like you a mailman and then, yeah, man, I'll be rapping on the weekends, you know, but I can do the mail throughout the week. And then, that, you know, you want to dress with your hat to the side, but you don't even look right. You got your hat to the side with your mail bag on with some khakis and stuff. It's like, no, man, it's not going to work. That's not you. It don't fit you.
Craig, you know what I'm getting to? What they take in the essence of street music when they do that? When guys copycat and watch TV, then they open the door for the industry to take the real essence of street music. Like guys that's really struggling, guys that really been through it, that's letting it be heard on wax. So kids like think about Pac. His music made some kids like, hey, I don't want to go that route. He really made white people feel like, wow, I could see what brothers is going through in the streets. You know what I mean? So that make them back up. Now they got that real essence of street music out there. Mainstream, they trying to hide it and keep it underground. You know what I mean? So that's the point I was getting at when I said how, you know, guys is reading books and watching TV. To open up the door to the industry to take our music, our street music, and make it pop. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, guess what? Since you said that, man, guess what? The music industry sit up every day. They get paid to sit at a desk and talk. They sit back and say, look, underground versus top-selling artist. The underground artist, if I sign an artist like Madman, he going to have a bunch of gangsters that come to the crowd. The concert might not get going because it might be a bunch of sets show up and they might box. But if I sign an artist by the name of Jay-Z, his name is more cool. He might have a universal crowd or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we'll go with Jay-Z, even though Madman music might be better. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing Jay-Z or nobody. That's the homie. You know what I'm saying? He's down with Madman, UNG. You know what I'm saying? But my whole point is, you know, the top artists versus the indie artists, that's what the industry do. They sit down and they think, now we can't have Mariah Carey over Ghetto Girl. Ghetto Girl, they're going to have a bunch of strippers and the hood red little females in the club. Might be a fight, shootout in the crowd. But if we had this Mariah Carey coming here, we can get this big auditorium / dome / football stadium, rock the Super Bowl. So a lot of artists that's coming out right now need to pay attention. All right, look, my name is Madman. You know what I'm saying? I'm far from satanic. I'm a godly writer. But, you know what I'm saying, I got to prove to the world I can make original music. I am an artist, you know what I'm saying? I don't make satanic music. I make G music for my race. And I make happy music for kids. I make universal music, you know what I mean? I'm putting myself online. For the young artists out there who don't know how to step into this door, because Hollywood is looking at you, you know what I'm saying? They want to see, oh, he made that new song called Jump Up and Down. Everybody likes it. Yeah, but give us another one. Yeah, it's been out 4 days, but give us another one. So you got to come with another one, and you got to keep coming. That's why Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, they the real, real artists. They keep coming and keep coming.
That's right.
Can't fight them, you know what I'm saying? So.
So what if we get like six rappers from Southern California and then six rappers from Sacramento, six rappers from Fresno, a couple rappers from Bakersfield, Oakland, and we go on a tour, a West Coast tour, and show them underground rappers and show them, you know, the difference. See, we don't need them. We could go bluegrass and go back to the roots and get a tour bus and try and let them know the music that we want to hear. We can promote it. It's all about marketing. You know what I mean?
That's what we need to do.
And drive around the country and do shows, and people will start. That's how it started anyway.
That's what I mean?
Yeah, you're talking about having an underground tour / concert.
Yeah. Man, we gonna do all that. We just need to try to get some heads together and really try to put that together. That's what we need to do for real,
right.
For real. But not to cut anybody off, but the show going to end pretty soon, and I just want to give love once again to everybody who tuned in and everybody who called in and everybody who loves Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. I just want to tell everybody, like always, be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we need unity, and we all need to support our local artists. No matter where you are on this planet, support your local artists. And I want to put something on glass real quick, you know, and that's pertaining to what you said. We need to get together West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Damn the old West Coast, new West Coast, the future West Coast, squash all that. We all need to come together as one coast. as the West Coast and put together an underground tour, just like we was just talking about right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We really need to make that happen. I mean, everybody need to just chip in. Like, the big-time people need to put in their funds and help the young, the little people who ain't got none, the middle people, you know, they can pitch in, and everybody just get together and get a whole bunch of buses and really just do it. You know what I'm saying? And do it moving from Northern California to Southern California. No fighting, no colors, no none of that. It don't matter where you're from. Get along. We going as one state, one West Coast, one coast across the whole country real hard. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what we all need to do, and we all need to support our local artists. Like I said, we need to support each other, because without support, we ain't going to have nothing. See what I'm saying? So don't go and want somebody to support you, but you won't support them. See what I'm saying?
That's
it don't work like that. Don't go hit have somebody hit like on your page, but you won't hit like on theirs, or you'll hit like on theirs, and then after they click like on yours, then you'll take the like off of theirs. So it's just like they just got your like and you don't have theirs. See what I'm saying? People do stuff. Damn all that. We need to come together and really do this. 2013, it's a new year, man. We need to do this at the coast of West Coast. See what I'm saying?
That's
let's go hard this year. Take the muzzles off. Let's get it in. See what I'm saying?
That's
everybody out there, that's what I'm putting on blast. And we have a few minutes left. And like I said, I salute everybody that tuned in tonight. And Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say a few words right before we end the show. So please hold on.
What's up, man?
What up?
Oh, yeah, you know, I've been in there on the other side of the house just doing my thing. Well, Mr. Crazy Mo, love being on there doing this and all the other guests. I thank you guys for tuning in so much. We thank you for the support. And it's like anything I always say, you know, without God first, we ain't nothing, we ain't nobody. And if we just stand together and love each other like we want to be loved, we'll make it. And for these kids out here, we love y'all, we support y'all, and never feel ashamed to call in or give your voice of opinion, because we listening. And I just thank everybody for tuning in, all you listeners out there. You got much love from Kimmy Simone, your co-host, from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I got to go back to the other side. Love y'all. Peace out.
And it's all good, and it's all love right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. For all inquiries or interviews, hit us up. Put 'Em On Blast Radio at gmail.com. Send 1 to 3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the flyer. That's 1 to 3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the flyer. Put 'Em On Blast Radio at gmail.com. PUTEM On Blast Radio at gmail.com. And it's all good. There's free promotion to everybody out there, so don't trip. You know, y'all want free airplay, hit us up. You ain't got to go to your local radio stations no more and have to pay all that money. Just inbox us. Call us, whatever, it's all good. We will get you heard for free right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And until next time, everybody out there, be safe and stay blessed. And we out.
All right, thanks.